This is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. Hanukkah starts this week, and Christmas and Kwanzaa are right around the corner. That means family, friends, and usually a lot of food. All too often, we make too much. And seriously, how long can you deal with leftovers? The holiday time is just a small example of the food we waste throughout the year. In this pre-holiday edition of Issues of the Environment, we're going to talk about what we can do in advance and after the fact to minimize food waste. My guest today is Noelle Bowman. Noelle is Solid Waste Coordinator for Washtenaw County, and thank you for the time today.
Yeah, thank you, David. It's great to be back.
Now, are you going to have a big get-together over the holidays at some point?
Of course I am, yes. Family will be coming in from out of town. Very much looking forward to it.
And I bet you're going to be cooking a lot. Those holiday meals, they're always great, but almost always too much. Before we get into that broader issue of food waste, do you have any alternative suggestions as to what we can do with all of the leftovers that we can't possibly consume?
Well, first I would say I would try, the best advice I can say is try to prevent that waste from occurring in the first place. So instead of assuming that there will be leftovers that we won't have the capacity to eat, sort of keep that in mind at the front end when we're at the grocery store.
All right. My mom's already left the conversation.
Yeah, and it is. It's a cultural, I mean, that's not necessarily something that's embedded in our culture, so it can be a challenge for people. But I think that as the issue is coming more and more to the surface, hopefully that's coming more and more forward in people's minds and planning.
Well, I have no idea if home-prepared meals are acceptable donations to shelters, food banks, and the like. Are you familiar with regulations or guidelines? Is that a possibility if we have some untouched food to pass along?
You know, from the residential end, not as much.
That's
from
what I thought.
Yeah. And not to mention the quantities, while they might seem large in your home,
right.
You donate them to the population at large, it's pretty minuscule. So generally, like larger generators of food, like grocery stores and perhaps restaurants and other institutions, they'll be more likely to donate a big impact quantity of food to be rescued.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment. We continue on 89.1 WEMU. We're talking food waste with Washtenaw County Solid Waste Specialist Noelle Bowman. And, let's start to broaden out the scope of our conversation. When we think of all the leftovers that we have at the holidays, we also think about all the food scraps, the food we let spoil, the items we just never got around to eating, not only through the course of a week, but through the course of a year. It adds up. And Noelle, if I've read this right, in the United States, we throw away about 400 pounds of food per person. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct. So it's pretty amazing. And just the magnitude of waste on a national scale is pretty difficult to comprehend. But yes, you're exactly right. About 40% of all of the food generated in this country is waste.
40%, that could literally feed a great percentage of the world's starving people, right?
It absolutely could. So while we're wasting, 126 billion pounds of food every year, meanwhile, 1 in 7 Americans is what we call food insecure, meaning they don't know where their next meal is going to come from. And that's true here in Washtenaw County as well, where about 15% of Washtenaw County residents.
And I think that's important to know. Sometimes we take for granted that perhaps because when we look directly around us, we don't see it. It is happening right here at home, isn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is.
So far we've been talking about home food waste, but it's a bigger issue in the commercial food sector, restaurants, grocery stores, and agricultural institutions, I would assume.
Oh, yes. So first of all, let me just equate the quantity of waste that we're seeing to a dollar amount. So in this country, we waste about the equivalent of $218 billion worth of food. And about 85% of that waste, we're seeing what I call the back end, so at homes and consumer-facing businesses like restaurants, grocery stores, and institutions where there's food service. So 85% of that is happening at the back end, so at the consumer. And so, something is not right here. Something is not being managed properly here.
And it seems to me that $285 billion wasted, if put back into the system, it would address a lot of the issues, everything from not only feeding people, but taking care of the environment, taking care of education, making sure the kids are better prepared when they go to school. The implications expand outward in almost every direction.
Oh, you're absolutely right. I mean, there's a really, really great study that's out called ReFED, and you can learn more about it at refed.com. But basically, it's the most recent and comprehensive study that assesses food waste, and they link food waste to, you know, natural resource conservation, climate change, also so far as linking it to national security.
How so?
I would encourage the viewers to go read more about that in the ReFED study, but that's definitely a link that has been drawn. I can't speak to that specifically right now.
You are listening to Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and we're having a pre-holiday talk about food waste with Washtenaw County Solid Waste Specialist Noel Bowman, and it's been some frightening and staggering statistics that have passed along to this point. In the end, it takes individual action, and then that put into action in a collective sense. You mentioned at the very outset that the best way to address this issue in our homes and as individuals is to get better at advanced planning, meal planning, right?
Yes, that's correct. If we look at, so the EPA has a pretty good food recovery hierarchy that we look to at the county here for managing food waste. At the very top of that pyramid is prevention. So that's the most effective way, preventing it from happening in the first place. And then next is feeding food to hungry people. You know, if there's still edible, good food that's there, then let's feed it to the people who need it.
Now, you mentioned that that is more difficult from the residential sector than it is the commercial sector.
You're exactly right. However, if there are residents in Washtenaw County that are interested in helping where they can, I would strongly encourage them to go volunteer at Food Gatherers, which is an organization here that does, through their food rescue program. They do exactly that. They accept foods from the institutions, the larger generators, and they distribute it to the hungry.
And they know where to find the people to give it to.
Oh, exactly. And volunteers play such a critical role in their operations that, yes, if somebody's interested in getting more involved in that, I would encourage reaching out.
Yeah, that's great. Now, what role will or can recycling and composting have in addressing food waste moving down the line?
Yeah, so on that hierarchy that I mentioned previously, lower on it is composting. So if we can't eat the food, let's recycle it, essentially. Food waste recycling is compost. So here at the county, one of our main programs where we address compost is we partner with events through our Zero Waste Washtenaw program, where we get that food waste out of the waste stream and we send it to compost. We also have some other food recovery programs. One thing that you cannot put into your compost bin is used oil, and certainly please don't put it down your drains. So if you can't put it in your drain or your trash, where do you bring it? Well, here at the county, we have a hazardous waste collection program where, among many things, we accept used vegetable oil for recycling. So I would encourage residents to bring their used vegetable oil to us and we'll recycle it.
And there's a few cars around town that will take that for their gas tank, I'm sure.
Yeah.
For those truly interested in cutting back on food waste, are there easily usable resources that can help us track what we buy, what we use, and then what we waste? Something to let us know if we're making progress?
On an individual level, I would say just be aware. I'm sure that there's some sort of app out there. I'm not aware of a specific resource right now to monitor individual food consumption. I personally just am aware of it.
Right.
You know, you live, you learn. If there's a case where you overbuy, you learn for next time to not overbuy. So it's a learning curve. And again, I can't emphasize this enough, that it's oftentimes in conflict with what we're taught or used to culturally. So it is a cultural shift.
So once again, with that in mind, as we enter the time of year when there's going to be an abundance of food leftovers and the potential for a lot of food waste, as the meal preparations begin, what do you ask us to consider?
I would just consider, you know, I can't emphasize the prevention aspect enough, just being aware of, you know, your consumption. And when you're left with leftovers, just be aware that, you know, if you're not eating it and you're not donating it or you're not composting it, then inevitably it will be wasted. And just to be aware of you know, those ways in which we as individuals can impact the amount of waste that's generated.
And after our meals are consumed to the best of our abilities and before we scrape those plates into the garbage, what kind of brain worm would you like to install to make sure that we're thinking forward on the staggering issue that is food waste?
I mean, I think that, you know, it's at the individual level. I mean, all we can do is sort of educate and provide tools. But at the end of the day, everybody, you know, in our community has a choice. And I encourage and hopefully this information empowers people to be aware and to make choices to eliminate or reduce or eliminate the waste that they contribute.
I thank you for all the information and the time today, and I wish you and yours a happy holiday.
Thank you. You as well, David. Thanks again.
That is Noelle Bowman. She is a solid waste specialist for Washtenaw County. I'm David Fair, and I thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Issues of the Environment. This weekly feature is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and you hear it each Wednesday on 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti, your community NPR station.